This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. In this pandemic.news podcast for March 8th, I'm going to explain why President Trump and Trump supporters and the American people in general are totally delusional about America's preparedness for this coronavirus pandemic. And it begins with examining how Americans are watching what's happening in the world and then the stories they tell themselves. So they see, oh, this broke out of containment in China. Oh, it's totally out of control in South Korea. Oh, it's replicating like mad in Italy. There's an entire region under medical martial law in Italy now. Oh, it's replicating in Germany, and it's replicating in France, and it's replicating in Iran. But it won't happen in America, they tell themselves. It won't happen in America because we're special. And then they say, it won't happen in America because, and then they fill in the blank with some bull that's not even true. Oh, because we're doing testing. Oh, but we're not doing testing. That's the thing. We're not doing any testing. Almost zero testing is taking place in America. So if you were to have a rational response to this that would stop the outbreak, you'd probably have to have some testing. I mean, South Korea's tested now, what, over 100,000? A couple hundred thousand people, it seems. Singapore is doing good testing. Taiwan's doing good testing. In fact, there's a lot of testing in France and Germany and the UK and Spain and Italy, and even then they can't keep it under control. So these people in America, especially for some reason, there's this cult-like Trump tribe now that is imagining that anyone who talks about the virus is trying to hurt Trump. No, we're trying to help Trump not get destroyed by this. That's the truth. We want Trump to succeed. The left-wing media wants Trump to fail. But if Trump doesn't change his track on this, the Trump track, then he will fail, and this will be the end of his presidency. This is March 8th, 2020, and I am predicting this will be the end of the Trump presidency if he doesn't change course very, very soon. He will resign in shame after millions of Americans are infected or dead. Okay, that's where this is going. And just because you're a Trump supporter doesn't mean you get to imagine that the laws of viral replication no longer apply to America because we're special. No, you don't get to just alter the laws of physics. What are you, a flat earther? What? You think you can just make up your own separate laws of how viruses replicate? Trust me when I tell you the virus doesn't give a crap about your politics. The virus infects Republicans and Democrats just the same, Trump supporters and Clinton supporters just the same. And Trump running around saying, oh, we have a perfect plan for how to deal with this. We're perfectly prepared. You know, I'm sorry. It's bullshit. We don't have a perfect plan. We have total freaking chaos across the country in the medical system. The CDC deliberately withheld testing kits from the country. This has been spreading for many, many weeks, actually now, well, a couple of months in the United States, unrestrained, because the CDC withheld the testing kits as a trap to ultimately blame Trump. And the trap has been sprung and it's working. And Trump is still clueless about the fact that he's even in a trap and he refuses to get out of the trap. He's still saying everything's fine. It isn't fine, folks. It isn't fine. There are probably 10,000 infections across America right now and it's spreading every single day that Trump doesn't shut down domestic air travel. And it's probably already too late to stop this from being a significant hit to the U.S. economy and the Trump administration, maybe even the end of Trump. In fact, the only thing that might save Trump is the total unelectability of Joe Biden, who is a mental patient, who's senile, Mr. Alzheimer's dementia on parade. That might be the only thing that saves Trump, because if the Democrats had a viable candidate, it would be over. Trust me, by the time November rolls around, Trump's going to be blamed for a whole lot of deaths all across America and an economic catastrophe that is shaping up right now. And no, I'm not trying to bring down Trump. I'm trying to help Trump save this country. Don't you get it? But look, let's get back to the basic belief system here. I keep asking these denialists who say, oh, it won't be that bad. Oh, the government will solve it. Oh, it'll fade away on its own. Oh, it'll magically vanish. Whatever. I keep asking them the same question, and I've done a story on this. Please explain to me how the virus stops replicating. Because, look, we can just address this from a common sense, logical, rational point of view. If the virus doesn't stop replicating, then it obviously won't go away. It's already in how many states? 30 states in America? 30 plus states? It's going to be in every state soon. It's going to be in every city soon. And the only way that this becomes better is if the virus stops replicating, right? We can agree on that. It's logical. So how does the virus stop replicating? No one can explain this to me. No one. I mean, the best answer is, well, you have total social isolation. Everybody stays home from work. You shut down the schools, you shut down the offices, you shut down the government buildings. Everybody goes home, stays home for a month. Okay, yeah, that actually does work. That works. Oh, you shut down air traffic, you shut down road traffic. That's why Italy has done this already, because this works. But when you do that, you get an economic consequence that nobody in America wants to embrace as even being possible. See, the American people want to suffer under this delusion that because we're Americans, we aren't going to get the virus and we don't have to stop working. That we can violate the laws of epidemiology and virology, that we can all just keep doing what we're doing. Keep going to all your social events and have the concerts and have the schools running and have the corporate offices and campuses running, and that somehow we won't get the virus. That's delusional. That's insane. That's a kind of mental illness to have that belief system. Yes, you can stop the virus by sending everybody home for a month. What are the economic consequences to that? See, that's what Americans don't want to face. They want to have it both ways. Like, oh, we're the only people in the world who don't have to follow the laws of reality. It's insane. Now, the second way you can stop this is to promote nutraceuticals to everybody. Everybody start eating antiviral foods, antiviral spices. Everybody start eating superfoods and taking vitamin C and vitamin D. That will work too, but no one in the government will promote that because they're all prostitutes for big pharma. And sadly, it appears that Trump is in this category now too. He's just all talking about vaccines and pharmaceuticals and billions of dollars of big bailouts for big pharma. No one's talking about simple things that are affordable, safe, and effective right now that probably can suppress the spread of this, like vitamin D or vitamin C or licorice root or spirulina or, you know, a thousand other things. You can go to the grocery store and you can buy ginger and garlic. You can eat healthier. You can have antiviral foods in your diet, but nobody wants to recommend that because it doesn't enrich big pharma. And so we have become, as a nation, functionally retarded by the pharmaceutical cartels that now run all public policy to the point where millions of Americans could die in order to protect the profits of big pharma and make sure that nobody recommends natural substances that are antiviral. That's where we are. That's just an honest assessment of exactly where we are. Millions of Americans could die to protect the profits of big pharma so that nobody promotes a vitamin, a mineral like selenium or zinc or a nutraceutical. That's where we are. And, you know, look, I'm just going to be up front here, more uncensored than usual. I'm just going to tell it like it is. If Trump doesn't change course, it's over for him. He'll be gone before November. Mark my words. He needs to either wake up and change course right now, or there will be millions of infections and deaths in America. I've done the math. It's rock solid. You can't deny it unless you're just mathematically illiterate, but that's a lot of people. So here we are. We keep reading pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, trying to help Trump save his administration, trying to help America save itself from this looming disaster. I want lives saved. I want Trump to succeed. I want this to go well, but that's not the direction it's heading right now, sadly. So thank you for listening. Keep reading pandemic.news and share this podcast everywhere. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.